Christmas squad. Merry December, I should say.
Happy Christmas season, holiday season, whatever you celebrate. And if you don't like Christmas, that's fine. I don't care. Just stop fucking talking about it.
Yeah, that's fine. No, listen, you don't have to like Christmas. Do I have to give a shit? Also, no. Do I have to care that you love Halloween more than you love Christmas?
Oh, my God. Those people.
Oh, my God. Please don't even with me because I was weird in high school, too. Listen, shut up.
Get over yourself. You're getting a lump of coal.
Getting a lump of coal. And not the cute ones that Sour Patch Kids came out. They came out with coal candies.
Ooh, are they sour?
Yeah, I think so. They're also black, like purple. So I think more adults are going to like them. So one of the themes we have here, the theme is Christmas, people. We have a bunch of lists and topics that we're going to go over. They're just Christmas-based. We tried to keep this one loosey-goosey. It's going to be fun, you know?
Yeah, we're here to... It's going to be a holly jolly good old time.
Yeah.
So get a cup of hot cocoa. Maybe put some booze in it. No judgment. It's Christmas.
Please, it's Christmas.
Just do whatever you want. What's your favorite Christmas candy?
Okay, Christmas candy.
I'm sorry. We didn't discuss this ahead of time, so you have to, like, come up with that on the fly.
Well, I don't know. Okay. I don't think I have a Christmas... candy that's, you know what I mean, like peppermint bark or like, but I do love, and I actually have them right here, the Little Debbie Christmas tree cakes.
I remember having those in elementary school and just thinking they were the bee's fucking knees.
You thought right, because they are the bee's knees, and they're only 220 calories per cake. I'm not gonna read the rest of it.
Don't read me the ingredients. I don't know. It's God's little mystery
that they have to advertise. I can tell you what, there's apparently 2% iron, which is strange.
So healthy, a health food, good for the blood. Sorry, I shouldn't have brought that up.
Oh, I had to get out of jury duty that way. I don't know if I mentioned it in the last recording. Oh no, I told you guys on my story, where I put in the most work. I had to do jury duty, but I got out of it. Well, I shouldn't say get out of it because it's true. I wasn't able to fulfill my jury duty because I told the judge, and it's true, that I have hemophobia and by association trauma phobia, and I have a phobia of hospitals. And basically, I forget what the actual medical terminology is for it, but it will induce fainting because my blood pressure gets so low that my body passes out. It's a neurological panic response.
It's crazy that your body's fear of blood makes the pressure of your own blood go down
because I'm so freaked out by it that my body is like, we need to shut down.
I have a fear of space.
And you know what? I like that for you because it's so far away.
I just never want to go there.
You never have to either.
I have no intention.
Yeah, like that's the best part. Like the ocean, we could all, if you have like deep water fear and you're like, sure, I'll go on a fishing trip just this one time, that's fucked because you could definitely boat sink.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
All the time.
Famously, the boats are sinking.
And listen, people are like, no, but that happened one time. I'm like, but men still exist.
They do.
Men build the boats. I don't see. Well, there's probably women who build the boats. But let's not. You know what? Ladies, let's take ourselves out of the equation. We don't need to get blamed for a boat sinking. Take yourselves out of it. So I just realized we haven't introduced what we're doing. Well, we have.
Oh.
We introduced, but we didn't. So Brittany and I are wearing, we have on these beautiful crowns.
Yes, that you procured for us.
I procured for us from Michael's, the craft store. And these crowns, so I am adorned in a crown of, I think, cranberries, right?
Yes.
Yeah, cranberries, yes. Or winterberries.
I'm already in my head deciding what that makes you.
I know, because that's the best part. So I am in a cranberry or winterberry crown. And Brittany is adorned in a classic Fraser fir, because I could tell it's Fraser fir or what they want it to be, wreath with little balls on it. I'm not making it sound as pretty.
It's gorgeous.
It's gorgeous. It's similar to, what is it, St. Lucia?
I'll call it St. Lucia's Day, which I have no, I think it's December 13th. And
oh, it's coming.
It's coming soon.
Oh,
and every time I read that Kirsten American Girl doll book about it, I was always like, fuck, I want that to be me so bad.
What we do with these crowns is that we would go to Michael's and we would, for fun, not drunk or high at all, which is weird.
Shocking.
Just full of girlish whimsy in college, we would drive to the Michael's in Keene, New Hampshire, and we would find these wreaths that were crown-shaped as we believed them to be, and we would put them on each other, but then anyone who agreed to come with us is head.
Often Megan, I think. Often Megan.
And once Krista, and I think she would ask us if we were going to Michael's after that, when we would be like, do you want to go with us?
She was usually like, no.
Like, no, I'm not going to go to Michael's again.
I'm not going to be crowned.
And it's really, but we would go around and we would just put each different crown on everyone's head and we would crown them a different thing, depending on the crown's beauty.
And the hilarity of the title.
The title was really fun. So like, for example, my crown of cranberries would make me something like the Duchess of Cranberries Harvest. Or Winter's Harvest.
Winter's Harvest.
And then it could be...
like the... I'm making myself a princess.
Of course.
The princess of Yuletide past. Past, present, and future are all hilarious. Feel free to be like the... what else is there? What's like the lady version of an earl?
Is it just a lady?
Because you can crown someone a lady.
So there's a duke and duchess. I might be earl and lady.
Okay, because I can't... there's not. You're not like an earless.
No. you're an earless. That sounds
stupid.
Earl-ess. The lady of snows.
Yet to come.
Of snows. Snow's renaissance. I think the one I texted you the other day, I was like, because Brittany wasn't feeling well, and I was like, the lass and lad of Quintus Tidings wish you good health.
No, you said Yuletide, which always sends me. Oh, Yuletide Tidings. The more old-timey names you can put in there, like Yuletide, and that's the only one I can think of.
Yeah, no, Yuletide, Winters is always fun, or Snow, Ice is kind of, that's a little silly.
Yeah, Ice is just too formal.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
The Duchess of Vanilla Ice. Dun, 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 dun. That would be it. Hey, Vanilla Ice is hot. Not to go way off here, but Vanilla Ice, you're like, I wasn't ready for that.
Sorry, I was gonna Google him, and then I'm like, no, I can picture him. He's cute. He's 57. I was not expecting his name. It's Robert Matthew Van Winkle. That's beautiful.
Which kind of makes sense because he's Vanilla Ice.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go.
Before we get into holiday movies, you want to talk about the elephant in the theater?
The elphaba in the room.
In the room.
So Brittany and I are reformed theater kids, and I do mean reformed, for myself at least.
I will not be fucking belting. Okay. I was about to say, I won't be belting any tunes. I listened to Rent the other week, but I don't do it in public.
So I'm not gonna, okay, I'm not gonna see it. Are you gonna see it?
I might see it. I'm curious enough. I might wait until it's like out on streaming.
So that I think is gonna become a movie that is Christmas, like people are gonna watch it like Harry Potter during Christmas, but
it's not a Christmas.
It's not
movie.
Christmas, yeah. And because I already can feel it.
Now, Wicked has been the movie has been famously mired in controversy. What is the first piece of controversy you remember hearing about? Because there's literally so much.
Well, it was the unfortunate Cynthia Erivo. Listen, I knew what she meant. I think we all knew what she meant. And I understand it was the whole poster debacle.
Ugh, the fans. Poster debacle.
Ugh. My heart broke for her a little. You know, you're thinking, oh, you're covering up my face. But also in the context of the original poster, it's iconic. It's...
yeah. And obviously, you want fan engagement with your art. And so fan art is just such a big part of being in a huge movie like that.
Yes.
So to like shit on a fan who was probably just like really excited to use their graphic design skills to better reflect the original poster... it's just such a bad look,
Cynthia. It was a bad look. And
she sounded like the most pretentious asshole in her...
yes.
In her statement. I made the decision to look down the barrel at my audience. It's like, oh, okay.
Yep. And to say, I believe she used the words, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
Oh, such a bad look. Oh,
so
no.
Fucking funny.
Just the life we've lived, and that's the worst thing that's ever happened.
She's like, this is the worst. Oh my God, I read that. And yeah, the whole, well, and so another thing that people had an issue with, because she was saying it was offensive and like, you know, how could you cover my face? And people pointed out that she reposted, because even before the fan edit, there was a lot of edits of her expression, like being, people were taking her face from that poster and putting it on like war covers.
Yes. War now movies. I understand being a little more upset about that, But right. Again, like,
she wasn't, though. She reposted one. She thought it was funny.
So it's just kind of like, girl.
Right.
And where's your PR team?
I bet they gave her a call. They were probably like, hi, babe.
The minute I got famous, I'd be like, here you go. Take my fucking phone. I will never have a public original thought ever again.
Adele famously is not allowed to access her own social media. And I think that's actually the funniest thing ever, because Adele is so calm. So it's hilarious to me that she's either, to me it implies, this is not me saying it, to me it implies that either Adele is too sweet and innocent and she doesn't know what is and is not bad, or two, she's kind of crazy. They're like, just
a bit of a monster on the socials,
right? Like, what if we don't know this, but what if Adele gets a little bit wine drunk and she's like, I'm gonna go on a little bit of a rant.
That fam. That'd be me. I just get on Twitter and be like, here are my favorite curse words, and then be like, Brittany, please don't. Be like, number one.
Oh my god, that just reminded me, I have to revise my favorite movie list. Hopefully I'll remember by the time we get to that list.
I will try to remind you.
So that is my most, that's the one that I've been hearing the most about. And please go read what she said if you haven't. It's funny.
Bonkers.
It's so funny. She retracted it. She came back and was like, okay, truthfully, I shouldn't have said all that to people.
I think she said something to the effect of, I should have talked to my friends before I sent that.
Nobody defended her. There was not one human that was like, well said.
Ariana Ana Grande wasn't like, Cynthia, you shouldn't have done that.
She probably burst into tears. She was like, Cynthia.
She is such a cancer.
Dude. Okay, so that's the second thing. What's yours?
That was the first thing I heard about. I forget when this even happened, because I remember almost a year ago, people were like, this press for Wicked is going on for so long.
And they say that. They're like, guys, it's been 3 years. That's why we're so emotional. I'm like, yeah, but you have to understand that we haven't been there. And so this is just long for us.
Yes. But yeah, she was married when they started filming Wicked. And so was her coworker. I think his name is Ethan Slater.
Mm-hmm.
And famously SpongeBob on Broadway, which why is SpongeBob on Broadway? But that's a different... But they were both married. He had a child with his high school sweetheart slash wife. I guess like they were like on set and visiting and chatting with Ariana Grande. And then all of a sudden, Ethan and Ariana are together. And oh, but it's okay because they were both separated before they got together.
Oh,
but were they really?
No.
No, not at all. And I'm pretty sure the ex-wife has gone on social. She has been very tactful, but has basically been like, yeah, okay, this is what happened. I mean, if you find that out about your husband, it's kind of like throw the whole man out. Who cares? But at the same time, Ariana Grande only steals men.
I didn't see it. I didn't realize that there's a pattern here. I do know that I think, of course, they'll deny it. They'll deny it. Men will listen to me. And if you're a man, you know this. They'll lie to your face. To them, it won't be a lie, though. They will rationalize.
Yeah, no, they're like, oh, no.
Right. It's that meme where it's taking the smallest piece of the truth and going, oh, baby, no one even ate chicken.
But, I mean, she's hanging on for dear life with this one. Because, I mean, I think the optics if she and him break up are just horrible.
Yeah. And then the crying thing. I saw that one. It's been making its rounds on Instagram. Where they're like, she's like, ah. I mean, she goes, wah.
She's just so...
Yeah, they've been...
It's just been... I've heard this online. I've heard people online be like, I don't know if I'm interested in seeing it after all this, like, just, like, the... How, like, exhausted they are from hearing about it.
Yes.
And at first, I thought that was just people that were chronically online. And then someone said it to me in real life, and I was like, okay, no, it's true.
And I wondered... I said this to you the other day. I wondered if... Sometimes when this happens, when it's too much, I wonder if it's on purpose to... get people to see it, because they're like, there's been so, because that's why I went to see Don't Worry Darling. I really wasn't interested, but then I started hearing about all the fuck shit and I was like, this is a bit hilarious.
There's truly no such thing as bad press.
True. Yeah.
I mean, the true sin is always being boring.
Our prediction is that this will now be a movie that we watch during Christmas, a la many other movies that are, they happen kind of during Christmas or Christmas adjacent, but they are not.
I have a list of movies that people consider Christmas movies, but they're not. They're movies that people watch at Christmas.
Warning, we will not be swayed.
No, I will not be swayed.
You may argue with us. Actually, please comment on all of our things. Please engage in a debate with us on our comment features.
I think this is what confuses those poor, dumb, sweet idiots who like to scream in everyone's face that Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Mm. You know what? Say what you want, but it's not.
It's not.
It's a movie that happens at Christmas, that you want to watch at Christmas. Do you have movies you like to watch at Christmas that you wouldn't consider like Christmas? They're movies you watch at Christmas, but are not Christmas movies. Like, I like The Holiday, which I would argue, not a Christmas movie, but a movie that I watch at Christmas slash happens over Christmas.
So, yes. Okay, I do have, I was like, do I have the, I have a short list. One is, it's new, Holidate with Emma Roberts.
Oh, I haven't watched it, but I've seen, like, the trailers.
Yeah, and then is that Glenn Powell? I forget.
I think Glenn Powell. Mm,
I think it might maybe. Be Glenn Powell in that, because I didn't know who it was at first. I was like, this man's handsome.
He's so handsome.
Oh, he's so fucking handsome. So that movie, I think it's technically supposed to be Christmas because it starts at Christmas, but then okay. The movie goes throughout the year with holidays. And it's basically like she meets this guy and she's like, will you be my holidate for like all things that would be like a couple-y thing.
And I guess my big criteria for being a Christmas movie, and this is why we have this separate category, is Christmas, I think, needs to be essential to the structure of the movie.
Agree. 100% agree. The plot has to be Christmas, and then everything happens around it is what's happening because of Christmas.
Right. Yeah, Harry Potter has a Christmas scene, so maybe you like watching it at Christmas, but it's not a Christmas movie.
Thank you.
It's not integral to the structure.
Why is it always they do so many, they're like, and now our ABC Family, or whatever the fuck it is now, Freeform, will do, and now our annual 3-day Harry Potter marathon. And I'm like,
but how?
Why? Yes, how? Thank you. And then the other two that are on my like Christmas movies that I watch during Christmas that aren't really Christmas movies are Sleepless in Seattle and You've Got Mail. So You've Got Mail is more of, I think, a fall movie, but it also extends into Christmas and it's a pretty decent chunk of it. Not like a decent chunk, but like, you know, Christmas in New York, they always have to milk it. And then same with, Sleepless in Seattle. Again, more of a Valentine's Day movie because it happens like we're more leading up to Valentine's Day, but because of the Christmas element.
There's and a lot of wintry scenes.
Wintry scene, and they're in Seattle, so like it just looks like winter period all the time there. So yeah, I will occasionally watch that. And then honorable mention because same shit, When Harry Met Sally. So it's basically all Rob Reiner and Nora Ephron.
I love it. There's something like very nice about a rom-com for Christmas season.
Ugh.
Something very cozy about it. So this is one of my not a Christmas movie. And actually, I can watch it into January and it doesn't feel weird. The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah.
I have actually never seen that.
I love Queen Latifah's movie.
Oh, she's so good.
It's like a feel-good, fun movie. And it happens, again, between Christmas and New Year's. So again, not a Christmas movie.
Not a Christmas movie.
But I enjoy watching it in winter times. I want to talk about a Christmas movie I hate. And it's Polar Express.
I don't know why I gasped because I think you're not.
I'm not alone.
I think
it's like 50-50. Like Tyler's like, oh, Polar Express is on. And I'm like, turn it off.
That came out when we were like, I think 14. Was it 2004?
Something like that. And I had the book read to me when I was little.
Yeah.
And I loved it so much. And the movie basically squeezed every beautiful concept from that book and turned it into a soulless movie with horrible graphics. Oh my god, and the songs are so bad.
Oh my god.
I hate that movie so much.
It is widely renowned as like it's a bit horrifying for everyone because it was mostly, I think, what really did it. And I don't know how this happened when it was the year of our Lord, like 2004, I think. I'm gonna keep saying 2004. It was sometime after the millennium. And it looked like that.
Ugh.
It's kind of like the Jim Carrey Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah. I did not see that, but I have nothing against it.
I think a lot of people didn't care for it. I like it, but I think, I don't know, maybe it's because it's Jim Carrey. I was like, it's okay if it's a little weirder.
Do you have a favorite Christmas Carol adaptation?
Oh, a Mickey's Christmas Carol.
Oh, my God. That's on my list of my faves. Oh, I love that movie so much.
It is.
Why, it's yours, Ebenezer.
Scrooge.
So good.
Such like cozy images, you know, like every time I watch.
I love that movie. Oh, wow. Yeah, I also hate Love Actually. I have that on my list. Did you watch that video I sent you on Instagram?
Oh, no, I forgot. Oh, shit. So funny.
Oh, God. Oh, it's just someone like kind of taking the piss out of Love Actually. And then someone in the comments was just like being like, "Ooh, you don't understand Love Actually." And I'm like, I do. And it was really boring.
I hate when people do that. They're like, you just didn't get the movie. Fine. No one has to get it. Okay. Movies shouldn't be so hard to understand that a whole section of people doesn't get it. Okay.
Yeah, I'm again, like Polar Express, I think I'm a part of a big contingency that hates Love Actually.
So, equally unpopular thing I'm about to say, I've actually never seen it.
So, I hadn't seen it until I think my early 20s, and then everyone's like, oh my God, a Christmas rom-com. And I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna love that. And I sat down and I was like, what did I just watch? You should watch it tonight. And then, but yeah, what if you love it?
No, I actually, that would be great. You're like, what if we... But okay, let me explain. So I have tried watching it. And this is why I don't think I'll love it. I have tried watching it. I think every single year since it's been available, like, you know, you can find it easily on things. I have tried to watch it. I put it on. I sit down. I go, Paige, sit down and watch this fucking movie. Can't do it.
Then it starts in the airport and they're like, oh my God, airports are so wonderful.
And then, frankly, everyone, I've been bitter for a couple of years now.
Oh, then you'll hate this movie. I'm really excited.
Right. This movie's about fucking love, which is not real.
It's not even that much about love. Someone's having an affair. Someone is, like, having sex with one of his employees.
Oh, okay.
It has so many good actors and actresses in it, which is...
Well, sometimes I think that can trick people, too. Like, an ensemble cast can convince people that something is good.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And famously, that's not always true.
No, that's actually, I was thinking, I'm like, well, and I'm trying to think of what it has ever been true since then.
Cats had a, the abomination that was the movie Cats. I love most musicals. I hate Cats.
Dude.
I hate
Cats. Well, the best thing about new Cats was that people hated Cats when it came out.
And I remember when we were forced to go see it actually, we probably signed up for that when we went to go see it in high school with the theater club.
I didn't. Go. Everyone else.
You were so smart. So I went and I was like, okay, so when does the plot kick in? And then like three songs in, I was like, oh my God, there's no plot. It's literally these singing assholes.
That's fun. That makes me laugh even more because Cats famously have these like very loud and obnoxious assholes.
Did you read the article about the guy who took shrooms and then went to go see Cats and his like wife had to like take him out?
No.
He was like, oh, this will be really funny. And it like he was sweating.
Oh, God.
And finally he was like, we have to leave. And his wife was like, oh, my God, let's go.
This
he thought it would be fun. Yeah.
Oh,
he thought it'd be funny. And it was just like he was just like tripping balls and he was like, this is horrifying.
Oh, I bet when Jason Derulo came out, he was like, I gotta fucking go.
Get out of here.
Is that Jason Derulo?
I think he said when James Corden came out, he like lost it. And no. Was like, I gotta go.
Was he like freaking out like, oh my God, this is so scary? Or was he freaking out like...
He was afraid. He was genuinely afraid, I believe. He was just like, I will Google this after and send it to you. It was so funny. One of the best things I've ever read.
That's something you and I wouldn't... We'd be freaking out because I think we would just be screeching laughing and everyone would be like, those women are... And I'd be like, women?
Now, I think you said you had a few like Christmas horror movies you like.
So I do have a couple. One of my lists was, Christmas is not necessarily the focus, but it is happening during Christmas. So one is ATM, and that's actually got Josh Peck in it.
Oh.
Second one is Puka. That's on Hulu. That one is like, that one is very much not a Christmas movie, but it happens during Christmas.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It is so, listen, Puka's a lot. Like, oh, I geez. Like it though. Yeah, Puka's good. And then last one is Better Watch Out. And, you know, there are some more classic ones like Silent Night, Deadly Night.
That one's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
There's Black Christmas.
Black Christmas. That's got incest in it.
Both the old and the new. At least the new one does. Does I think the original has like Margot Kidder in it. And it's like, have you seen like that's the one with like the really terrifying cover of the person in the rocking chair that has like the plastic bag like tied really tightly over
there. Yes.
It's like kind of iconic. Are they both called Billy in both Silent Night, Deadly Night, and Black Christmas? I think he's Billy.
I think you're right. Fuck off.
Billy's a terrifying name.
Shit. I want to look that
Billy!
Up. David!
Oh my. But okay, so speaking of like David / Schitt's Creek, I just watched Hot Frosty the other day, and the guy, like the lead guy who's the plot is a hot snowman comes to life, and it's played by Ted from Schitt's Creek, but he was so hot and had like longish hair that I didn't recognize him. Then I was reading a review and someone was like, and it's Ted from Schitt's Creek. And I was like, oh.
Oh, my God.
He is. I thought he was like cute in Schitt's Creek. He's point in Hot Frosty.
Well, that I have a list we could kind of put that in. It's called New Modern Xmas Movies to Suggest to Our Audience.
Ooh, okay.
So that's I'm the game. First one, Hot Frosty.
A Christmas Prince is really cute. It's got the lead actress from iZombie. I think her name is Rose McIver. Did you watch the one with Lindsay Lohan and Cord Overstreet?
Yes, that I one really was cute. I loved that one. And that one, I'm when you had to pick a side and you had to pick a side.
I picked her too. Mm-hmm.
The real bitches pick Lindsay. Because Lindsay's talented, dude. Look, Hillary's too. Listen, and I love my Hillary Duff. So
yeah, no.
This is Paige of your talking. I agree. Lindsay.
I was team Lindsay.
One of mine is Xmas. That was with Leighton Meester, and it is so funny. Actually, the other one was Holidate, which I already discussed. So please go watch. Oh, both are on Netflix. And then the last one, I believe also on Netflix or Amazon Prime, is Last Christmas. And that's with Emilia Clarke.
Actually, this one's so old, it's not new modern. I love Holiday in Handcuffs.
Oh, that's a you. Yeah.
The Melissa Joan Hart classic.
That is a great one.
It's so good. It makes no sense. The logic in it is backwards, bonkers, crazy pants. It's so good.
I love Melissa Joan Hart.
Ooh, I have a potentially unpopular opinion.
Ooh.
I don't like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
That's a tough one.
It's too angry to be a Christmas movie. Everybody's angry, and I feel really bad for his wife.
Oh.
Because everyone's such a fucking asshole. Everyone's an asshole except the wife.
You're right.
And, I don't know. Also, it's Chevy Chase. I also saw it when I was older.
Yeah.
So I do not have, like, I didn't watch it as a kid or as a teenager, so I have no sentimental attachment to that movie. Which, in a similar vein, it took me a long time to get to a place where I liked A Christmas Story, which I now like. But for a while, I did not like it.
Wow. Okay. That's on my favorite list.
I now really like it. And it's actually one of the few movies where the sequel made me love it even more. Oh, I don't love the sequel more. It made me like the original more because
wow,
it's so good.
These are my favorites, too, but they're not on my list just because, you know, but Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, mm-hmm. Santa Claus is coming to town. I'm a man now, Tanta.
Watching Santa Claus is Coming to Town as an adult is weird.
Oh.
It's a weird movie.
It's a fucking
treat.
It's
like a little sexual. Like, you're like, oh, what's going on?
Do you mean because Chris is a little hot? Do you mean Mickey Rooney?
I'm a man now.
Do you mean the claymation that looks a lot like Ron Howard?
Oh, their eyes, like whenever anything crazy would happen, they get like huge and they like like goggle around their faces. Now, so I kind of compiled a top five and I didn't include Santa Claus is Coming to Town because I figured I should just pick my favorite Rankin Bass, which is Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
That's canon. That's the best one.
That's canon. Yeah. That one's because I think it came out first, too.
And then. Do you watch the other ones? Like, I've never seen...
Did you see The Little Drummer Boy?
No, I've never seen it.
Don't. Actually, we should watch really it depressing. Together. It is! Sorry.
I've never seen it, so I have no interest in, like... Not no interest in seeing it, just like...
No, it's fucking sad. Like, it is. Same with Small One. Have you seen that one?
No.
Actually, Small One might have been a cartoon. That's an animal one. Oh, and, oh, God, Nestor. Don't see Nestor.
My biggest... issue with Rudolph is what a dick Santa is the whole fucking movie.
He's an asshole. Like, that is not a good representation.
Not Santa.
Right? Like, I remember thinking when I saw that for the first time, I was like, why is Santa mean?
Yeah.
I think we're supposed to believe he's cranky and hungry.
Yeah, because he's skinny.
He goes, I'm going to go yell at the reindeer and the elves and torment them. I'm like, stop day drinking, Papa. I have another short list. It's, well, I guess two. I'll do... Indie Christmas movies, because, you know, I'm an indie snob and I love them. And I just love when I don't really feel like doing the big Christmas feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I like an indie because it's still, it's softer.
It's Christmassy, but yeah.
It gives you a bit of a break, too, because there are some people that get overloaded with, like, I do that to myself. I task myself with a lot of Christmas movies and then I get a little burnt out because I'm like, I don't really want to watch this right now.
I don't want to watch it.
I don't feel like it. So here's some indie ones that are a little, they're like lighter on the Christmas, not as like in your face. Happy Christmas, that is on Paramount Plus, and I think a couple of other more free ones like Tubi. And that is with Anna Kendrick, very funny. Second one is Christmas Again. That one came out. That one's hard to find. If you have a library card, it's always on Canopy. Very hard to find otherwise. But cute. It's about a guy in New York City who sells Christmas trees. And it's kind of one of those, like, businesses you forget about.
Oh, yeah.
People who do that. And then the last one is called Avenues. And I know that's on Peacock. That one is like dead ass. I was watching it. No clue what was happening around Christmas. It's more of a New York, like it's anyone who's, it's one of those New York kind of like, we're just walking around talking about life.
Ooh.
Yeah, very, I love that shit.
I didn't mention it. Nightmare Before Christmas, I very much enjoy.
Is that one you watch more during Christmas or more during Halloween? Because every single year, I make a plan to do it at one or the other, and it never feels right either way.
I think I would prefer Halloween.
Yeah, that's what
I have watched it during Christmas time. And I don't want to say it's like one of my favorite Christmas movies. It just bears mentioning.
I think there are people who respect it for both, but I'm with you. To me, it is more of a Halloween movie.
The best songs
are the Halloween
songs.
It's true. I mean, oh, all the good songs take place in Halloween Town. Yeah.
This Is Halloween is probably my favorite song.
The fucking best. I like, I forget what the actual name is, but that, hey, Mr. Santa Claus, in a bag.
I mean, so I guess probably overall it skews more Halloween as the main character is Jack Skellington. And as he discovers he is Halloween.
Yes.
So
I agree. And like, there's just so, even the Christmas part, the one Christmas part we get is him discovering Christmas Town.
Yeah.
Everything else after that, including when he's giving out the toys, that poor misguided man. Do you see what men do?
Is he kind of hot?
Jack? No, but that's the problem is Jack is incredibly hot. And that's why he gets away with everything.
I know. I was about to, Jack Skellington's one of my, hear me out.
Jack Skellington is a bit of an idiot. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, that's my favorite part is that he's kind
of. Women love a himbo.
He's stupid. Oh, he's and so he, like, runs the town, but, like, not
and
really.
And meanwhile, Sally, who's, like, a friggin' genius, is just, like, relegated to being some creepy old pervert's assistant.
She's literally a sex slave, right? Yeah, yeah, I think she's a sex slave.
She's his slave.
No, and then poor Sally's just trying to fucking fix it the whole time.
I know. And then at the very end, he's like, oh, my God, it's you. And she's like, yeah. Asshole.
Dick. I know. And not only that, she's the only good looking person
in
that
Halloween town.
Town,
and it took him that long to figure out
right.
who was into her.
But that's what I mean. He's stupid. He really is stupid. I keep thinking about him, like, oh my God. And he's so dramatic, too. Like, when when he's laying there,
just like falls into a depression.
Like, he fell into a depression before he found Christmas Town. He was like, oh, I just want, like, more. He goes, I'm already the pumpkin king, but
I'm already,
want
more. Yeah, I'm already the king of a small land.
Land. Yeah, no, land.
We haven't talked about Dr. Seuss's How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
We can transition there because Ooh. That is my favorite Christmas movie in the history of Christmas movies.
Which version?
Jim Carrey one, of course.
I love both. I think they're both phenomenal movies.
They're both, I mean, the original is just so good because that's like
the blueprint. I appreciate the Jim Carrey one more as an adult. Thought it was okay as a kid. I thought it was a little too loud as a kid. It was a little too, like, in your face.
Yeah.
As an adult, I think it's funnier.
I think it aged well.
I agree. I think it was a little ahead of its time.
It was. I think people didn't realize how funny it was. And then, like, now looking back, like, there's so many good quotes that are, yes. like, just fucking hilarious. Like, that whole scene of him just, like, debating if he should go, you know? And I love that he explained, too, where all the shit goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Aged really well. Such a good movie.
Love that movie. That's my number one. The second one is Jingle All the Way.
Is that the Arnold?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Reverse for me. Liked it better as a kid. Don't like it as much now.
Is it too loud? It is kind of.
It's too Arnold.
But that's the best part. That's the best part.
I've decided as an adult I don't love the message of, like, the only way his kid is gonna love him is if he, like, tracks down this toy and Sinbad is there. It's just so nice.
I don't mean to correct you, but that in the end wasn't the message. He taught his son that he has the best gift at home when his dad is home because he's a workaholic.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you know, it's a confusing message.
Was a workaholic.
That's the best part, is that he's a futon salesman and he, like, can't get his, he doesn't have time to, like,
spend be with his son.
Because the 90s, they did sell a lot of futons back then.
So I guess I'll go second favorite and then go to favorite. And I won't say strong second favorite. I just haven't mentioned it yet. Is Arthur's Perfect Christmas, the PBS special.
I have not seen that in years.
I mean, I don't know to tell you to watch it as an adult. But as a kid, I loved it. It's really cute. It's got like, I don't know, like several different subplots going on. Arthur's trying to have the perfect Christmas. DW really wants this specific toy. Muffy wants Francine to come to her Christmas party, but Francine can't because it's Hanukkah. And oh God, Buster is really stressed out because his mom feels all this pressure as a single mother to create this perfect Christmas, and he'd rather just hang out and like do fun stuff all day instead of like doing like all these crazy Christmas things. And like slowly everybody like kind of gets what they want in a weird roundabout way. It's really cute. Well, my final is the only Christmas movie I think we haven't talked about, which is Elf.
Oh yeah.
I love Elf.
Elf is great.
It's so good. Famously, I was accused by my family of stealing it and having it at college, and I finally had to go home one weekend from college, pull it out of the DVD cabinet, and go, Elf is right fucking here.
Ew, I'm glad you got to do that, though.
I did it very loudly.
I think you told me about
this. I probably did. I was pissed.
Yeah, I think you told me. You're like, I'm really angry because everyone keeps accusing me of having Elf here, and I don't.
I don't. So I went home. It was like right in the... I was like, hi, family. It's right here where all the DVDs kept. It's not like it's in a weird second special place. It's right fucking here.
I know why. I think I know about this because we recorded it on my DVR in my room in college. And I think you were like, I think you talked about it. You were like, oh, good. Now I can watch it. And so I'm being accused.
I probably did.
I loved the little brother in that because I could totally believe him to be James Caan and Mary Steenburgen's son.
Just so good. And then, oh, and then they have the guy who plays Ralphie as one of the elves.
Yes.
Ugh. Everybody learns that for the first time every year. I see a post about it. Someone's like, I didn't know that was Ralphie. I'm like, that info's been around for years. I
didn't know that was beautiful blue-eyed Peter Billingsley.
He has some of the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
I just want to suck him out of his face.
I know. Whoa.
That was Wizard of Oz. That was the scene where they're waiting to see Santa and Elphaba, she's like talking to him.
I love the Tin Man.
I love the Tin Man. I have put my crown back on for this.
For the wrap-up.
Wrap-up of our Christmas special, our inaugural Christmas special.
Ooh.
Because we're probably going to try to do this again.
Ho, ho, ho. I don't know what we'll... Oh, I was about to be like, what would we talk about next year? I don't know. Christmas food, Christmas candy, Christmas music, which we didn't even delve into.
I had a couple of other topics in case we bored each other with our Christmas list, which of course we can never do. We could just talk forever. But I had a couple of other things. So yeah, we have some inspiration for next year.
There we go.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. As usual, we're going to be resuming our regular recaps, hopefully next week. I always say that, and then I'm like, well, you never know.
You never know. Life happens.
Life happens.
Christmas happens.
I live in Manhattan during the Christmas season, so, you know, there's always a Christmas adventure. Us big city girls.
I live in a small town, so I might, you know, try to, like, save the local cookie festival or some shit.
Well, Brittany, and I know you were not a church-going girl, but I recently learned that my local church that I grew up in stopped having their annual Christmas fair due to lack of volunteers.
Oh, no.
It sounds like a town that needs saving to me.
You should sign up. Maybe there's, like, a hot... You, a Catholic hot... if he's... I mean, sorry. So, the Duchess of Christmas Cheer and the Princess of Winter's Past and Present... Wish you a very merry holiday season. Bye, squad.